from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before I sign off, you know, like, sorry, Mom and Dad, and really everyone else listening. Sorry. Sorry about the Dan problem.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all?
Every day, every show.
Mr. Dump Button today.
Just once. Mitch came in to do a lap. You know, he sort of, there's automatically all the alarms go off in his office, and he comes around to make sure everything is okay and that Stud's got everything. But it's all good. Thanks to those who joined us today. Wow, did we have some stuff.
Man, this felt like a football Friday, but people were wondering, because we didn't bring it up when we were talking about our guest, our football guest. Solid Wall of Sound is back.
Tomorrow.
11 o'clock tomorrow.
You'll if you miss stuff today, you're going to hear a lot of it on the Solid Wall of Sound.
12:25 tomorrow.
Oh, sorry, 12:25.
Yeah, I figured, look, we're going to, I know that.
Oh, that's right. Because, yes.
Let's just get, you know, you hear.
Yes.
I thought we would do it at 12:25
tomorrow. Solid Wall of Sound.
Everything will build up to the Solid Wall of Sound. Today, Dave McGinnis, Matt Bowen, and Jason Leisure all joined us. Thanks to Diaz, Tadzinski, Fryer, O'Donnell, Lapka for doing their things.
Matt Forte will be on the show tomorrow at noon.
Cool. Roll wave. And Studs, thanks for the salsa. It's good stuff. Really enjoyed it. Now we send it out to a raucous rally house.
Rally house.
It is Matt and it is Eddie.
Hello, boys.
That is correct. I believe this is a historic pairing, right, Eddie? As we're kicking this around, I don't think it's happened before. We have a Barstool host and a Score host working together on our airwaves. Are you guys hip to that ever happening before? I don't think so. Right?
I've done a couple of panels with Big Cat, but we've never done anything on the air.
Sure, right? And Big Cat used to listen back in the day. Eddie, when did you interview with Mitch Rosen for a position you did not get at the Score?
Yes, I interviewed for a part-time editor position, I think it was. Yeah. It was 2015.
Yeah, you were not qualified for that.
No, so. Not at all. He basically kicked me out of his office. He's read me my lineup, Eddie. And he really laid it out there. So I tried my best. It didn't work out.
But you've maintained a friendship with Mitch. He's been on your show.
Yes, he has.
And did he talk about Bernstein and Holmes when he was on your show?
Yeah, he talked about everything. The history, we got into it all.
Man.
Yeah.
And go back and check that out. So, yeah, looking forward to me and Eddie hanging out at the rally house today, boys. This should be fun.
I'm excited that football is here.
Yeah, man. And it's it is indeed here. Although, I got to say, the baseball gods were laughing at all of us last night.
Were they?
I think so. I mean, like, I led the show yesterday with Ruthie Polinsky, and we had a blast yesterday.
She was great.
I thought so, too. But I led the show yesterday with, like, a love letter to football. Like, you know, I'm the baseball guy, and I love baseball, but it was kind of a love letter to football, and the baseball gods were like, screw you, Spiegel, here's a no-hitter, you know? And Ozzie
Guillen. Combined Gian, no-hitter.
It's not a no-hitter. I mean, it is, but
it is. Yeah. It is, but it's not. And then Ozzie Guillen yesterday morning was like, I don't think the White Sox will ever win again. And then they beat the bejesus out of the Orioles 8-1.
Yeah, so and like Nicky Lopez guys. Is hitting a home run.
Right.
Like, it's
right.
Amazing.
I feel like the baseball gods every once in a while remind you that sport is ridiculous and it's folly to think you know anything.
They absolutely do. And I'll say this about the no-hitter.
Yes, like, please.
Of course, combined doesn't really count. I get it. But they did get me to watch 8th and 9th inning of an 11-0 game. Right? Like, we were tuning in. I'd usually turn that off. I'd be long gone with that game. So.
It's a crime that it is unequivocally the correct decision to pull Shota Imanaga.
Yep.
It is absolutely the right thing.
But it doesn't feel good.
It feels so effing wrong, and it's bad for the overall connectivity of the game. I mean, think about...
Is it wrong for me that I would have preferred Shota going out for the eighth, giving up a hit, even with everyone acknowledging it as Craig Counsell comes to take the ball from him in the top of the eighth, than the actual combined no-hitter?
Lawrence, that is undeniably more satisfying, regardless of what the record book says, and more memorable if it had happened that way. If it was a week from now and they were an extra couple of games back, maybe he does come out and get a chance to do it. But think about what we're denied. What a punctuation mark to that dude's rookie season with everything we've had with, hey, Chicago, what do you say, as the kickoff and just the joy of it and the Fernando Mania comp to his start and then the All-Star game and everything and Steele going down and here's Shota still going. Baseball affords you an opportunity to have these moments of that memorable night as a punctuation mark, but the game itself doesn't even allow for it anymore, and that's a bummer, frankly.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's like one of the last things to really smile about still in a frustrating year. And to end up with that kind of sour taste in your mouth, it does suck.
Yeah.
We ended up down a rabbit hole this morning where we started talking about managers who caught and managed no-hitters. It's a fun list.
That's interesting.
Have you seen it, Spies? Because I know you're Abner Triple Day, so I want to make sure Eddie, have you seen this list?
No, I have not.
Okay. All I'll say, there's a bunch of people on it. There's some local connections, but one of them is recent. And I was like, how did we not realize this? Want to take a guess?
David Ross caught Arrieta in L.A.
Yes,
right?
and very good. That's one of the answers. And he managed Alec Wood.
Mills.
Wow. Mills. I don't know why Mills. Alec Wood. Alec Mills, when he threw his. Was that 2020? I think that was the COVID season.
Might have been 21.
I think it was 20.
But it was 20. Wow. Okay.
And Joe Girardi is on the list, too.
Is Brenly on the list, too?
Brenly is not on the list, but Jeff Torborg is.
for whose White Sox?
Wilson Alvarez.
Wow. And, well, you know, Wilson Alvarez will always make us think of what? An old score
White
lore.
Flag trade.
And the other thing it always makes me think of is my favorite George Hoffman malaprop. The White Sox in Texas tonight, Wilson Alvarez is on the pill. And I was like, well, good for him.
I still think it's not as good as Mario Elie broke his wrist attempting a dump.
That's really good. That's good.
That's unfortunate.
Scott Service is also on the list.
Okay.
It's a fun list.
That is kind of fun.
And then we got into like the 1880s of baseball, and then we weren't sure if we should bring up some of these guys because you don't know.
And then fun slowly gets removed. Speaking of that, Eddie, I don't know if you were listening today, but Bernstein tried to take the fun out of meditation and spirituality today.
Oh, how did I do that?
Because you like New Age ASMR,
yes.
But you don't believe in any of it.
Correct.
But he does,
it's
though.
It's stupid.
But he does.
Only an idiot would believe in it.
He doesn't understand that even his liking of it is him believing
no,
in it.
No, it's not. I like the sound of it.
Right.
Right. Your participation indicates willingness and belief.
No, see, that's crazy, because I also like to listen to Gregorian chanting, mm-hmm. which is Latin and saying kill all the Jews or whatever they're saying. It doesn't mean I believe in it. I don't believe in what they're singing as they're chanting in the monastery. I just find the sound of it peaceful.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter,
and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But the peace part of it is what you take from it.
But it's that belief in the words.
It doesn't have to be. You're being very rigid about this.
Yeah, but either way, him arguing about whether he can believe in it or not.
That's the fun removal. But it's stupid. Totally. It would take with a head full of pudding to believe
but,
in it.
But then we did some yoga poses. And
what was that called? Sun salutation?
We did like a sun salutation, although usually it's kind of what I'm doing is like more of like a moon salutation.
Oh, I can show you a moon salutation.
Yeah,
no one wants
to see that, especially after you had the ghost pepper.
Horoscope guy, Bernstein?
No.
Oh, God, no.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
You
know? No, Eddie. How dare you bring something up?
Supposedly, though, there's now supposed to be 13 signs instead of 12. That the calendar's been miscalculated and everyone is like, back one. So if, like, for me, I'm supposedly a Gemini, but I'm actually a Taurus.
Well, you know, look, we're here at Rally House in Wrigleyville.
Sorry to get into the occult.
The occult is my signal to get back to the copy points.
Yeah, you can call me Dan or you can call me Burnsy, but you don't know me like that.
Got it.
Eddie got you. Eddie's there with you. Here's what I saw over in the corner here at Rally House. I saw a machine called the Hotronics Fusion IQ machine. I don't know what it does, but we're going to use it by the end of the day. That's my promise to the listeners, to stoolies and scoreheads alike. Eddie, you and I have to find a way to use the Hotronics Fusion IQ heat press. You in?
Oh, I'm 1,000% in.
All right,
a heat press all day.
All right, good. We've got Bilal Muhammad coming by at the top of the hour with the belt. Dude is coming by with the UFC welterweight championship belt. Looking forward to that very much. We're going to talk to Olin Krutz today. We're going to talk to Mark Grody after Bears practice today. Austin Huff, our colleague from US 99, is going to come by and tell us about the Titans. He's Mr. Titan. And Lawrence, I've thought about them so little. So very little.
You should bring back what Matt Bowen told us at the end of our conversation with him, because he was teammates with the Titans defensive coordinator
Denard Wilson,
and I'm now less comfortable than I was 4 hours ago about it.
I miss him in overnights. I really do.
Yeah, he's really great.
Really, really great host. We've got a lot of stuff going on. I'm looking forward to kicking around stuff with Eddie. We'll get on the record on some predictions as well. Boys, have a wonderful day, and we will not see you tomorrow because you are before Cubs and then we are after Cubs. But happy game week.
Football Monday.
There it is.
Bears.
All right. That is Bernstein and Holmes Bears. On 670 The Score. It's Spiegs and Eddie from Barstool. We'll come back. I want to kick around with you, Eddie, some of the main issues and storylines of this Bears season and see where you stand, where the Chicago Stoolies stand, and this historic convergence on Score Afternoons.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.